Brothers and sisters, good morning. I would like to welcome you to the funeral services for Brother Howard Tracy Hall, a longtime member of the Pleasant View First Ward and former bishop of this ward, and a wonderful friend to all, and a great man, a remarkable man. I look out on his very large family, and I'm confident that he's more proud of you, his family, than of all the other accomplishments that he made, which were many. I count 88 grandchildren and great-grandchildren as I add up the numbers, and that's a wonderful posterity. I'm sure he's very, very pleased that you're here today. I'd like to welcome family and friends who've traveled some from great distance. Sister Elizabeth Neal came from Albania. She and her husband are serving as mission presidents on assignment over there, and she was able to come, and we're glad that she's here. We welcome all of you. We want to thank those who have helped prepare for this service today, for the funeral, the flowers that have been graciously donated, and also for those who have made contributions to the Perpetual Education Fund at the request of the family. We'll begin. I want to acknowledge the presence of President Gary Garrett of our state presidency, as well as my two counselors, and presiding today, we welcome President Cecil O. Samuelson, member of the First Quorum of the 70, and currently president of Brigham Young University. We're grateful that he's able to be here today. We'll begin by singing hymn number 293, Each Life That Touches Ours for Good, and the opening prayer will be offered by daughter Virginia Wood.